Hi, I'm Helen Ryder, and I'd like to invite you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, on a musical exploration here on, and this one's introduced by, on community radio station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's introduced by is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by Melbourne singer-songwriter Helen Ryder is an exquisitely gifted vocalist and storyteller whose music bridges the worlds of soul, Americana, and heartfelt pop. Known for her warm, evocative voice and ability to inhabit every lyric, Helen's performances are deeply moving journeys through love, loss, and the beauty of everyday life. Helen has toured nationally, performed at the ARIA Awards with the Whitlams, and graced stages at the Darling Harbour Jazz Festival with Tina Harrod and the Out on the Weekend Americana Festival. She's also opened for American icons including Vicar and Linda Bull, Russell Morris and the Bad Loves, earning acclaim as one of the country's most expressive and authentic vocalists. Her debut album, Someday Love, released in 2015, showcased Helen's interpretive brilliance through a collection of thoughtfully chosen covers. Now a decade later, she returns with Love Over Hate, her first album of entirely original songs written and recorded between 2020 and 2024 amid recovery, reflection and resilience. Love Over Hate captures Helen at her most assured and inspired. These 11 tracks shine with honesty, craftsmanship and heart, offering listeners a deeply personal and soul-stirring experience. Imagine yourself floating on a cloud while you listen to her beautiful vignettes about living and love. Helen Ryder joins Dr. Gonzo to present her album Love Over Hate on, and this one's introduced by, on Community Radio 3CR.
Hi, I'm Helen Ryder and I'm here today with Dr. Gonzo to talk about my new album, which is out on November the 7th. It's called Love Over Hate, and it's a collection of songs about the positivity of love and how we have that choice to choose love over hate. So Love Over Hate came about in quite an unusual way. I had some time off due to a car accident, and the silver lining of that car accident was that I had an abundance of solitude, and I found myself being able to wake up every morning and just go straight to the piano or the guitar, and I just started writing lots and lots of songs. I looked out the window, I looked at nature, I checked out the news, and so these songs became, some of them were personal, some of them are political, but they all are about love and how we have that choice of making that choice that love is the place to come from when we make our big and small decisions. After I did the demos at home on piano or guitar, which was quite a process because I hadn't written songs previously. For example, my first album, I didn't write those songs, but for this album, I wanted to experiment with songwriting. And so I would often write a song on guitar, and then the very next song I would jump over and write a song on piano. And I loved that experimentation and the sense of not having any clear plan in a way of how this album was going to turn out, what genre it was going to be. I just had this sense of freedom. And it was also at the beginning about a cathartic feeling of healing from a quite a serious car accident. So I gave myself lots and lots of time to write this album. So that's how it was written. Most of the songs I demoed at home, and then I, funnily enough, at the end of this time, my recovery time, then COVID hit. So more solitude, more time on my own. And I found myself sending the songs to Bruce Hames, who co-produced this album with me, and we couldn't meet because of COVID. So this dragged out the making of Love Over Hate. And, you know, in some respects, that wasn't a bad thing, because I had time to sort of sit back from it, have a listen to a song, go, yeah, that's good. No, I'd like to change the arrangement. Anyway, so moving forward, finally, Bruce and I could get together and sit down in the same room, and we started working on the arrangements. And I had worked with Bruce previously on my first album, Someday Love. And so he was absolutely the person that I wanted to co-produce this album with. So when I got together with Bruce, he saw the songs exactly the same as I did. So we fine-tuned the arrangements, and from there we then went into Union Street Studio, and Roger Bergadaz engineered the album and mixed it, and we brought in Stephen Hadley and Roger played drums. So the rhythm section was put down, and then we had keyboards, the basics for the album with the rhythm section and Bruce's keyboard and atmospheric parts. And then we enlisted Shane Riley, again, for more atmospherics. So pedal steel, electric baritone guitar, string and brass arrangements. And, you know, he went off to his studio and put the parts onto the album. We then brought the album back to Union Street Studio and I recorded my vocals. And it was lovely to record the vocals just with Roger Bergadaz. It was just the two of us in the studio, no clock on the wall. We had plenty of time to be really relaxed about the vocals, and that is the way to record vocals. So after that, we then had Stephen Grady and Katie Bates come in and do backing vocals. And on a couple of songs, for example, on Weight of the World, Stephen Grady came up with a alternative chorus answering my chorus, which I hadn't even really thought about. So when you get into the studio and you're working with different people and these fantastic musicians, the songs again go in another direction perhaps. Most of the time it pretty much stayed exactly how I envisioned these songs to sound. It was lovely that Stephen Grady came up with that alternative chorus for Weight of the World. It added something else to the song. And it was so exciting, actually, to hear the backing vocals added to the songs, because that's not something I really could hear in my head as I was writing the songs. So from there, the songs were mixed and they were sent off to Adam Dempsey, who mastered the album. And there we had it, the recording of this album. And, you know, protracted in its making, but finally it was complete. So after the album was recorded, it's also about what the album looks like. And I enlisted Michelle Grace Hunter to do the photography, the cover art. And I also had Andy Gearing and Rob Senior doing photographs of the recording process. And so the album has a beautiful cover on the front by Michelle Grace Hunter, and the inside sleeve of the album has a montage of all of the different times that we got together in the studio. And I'm very happy with what it looks like, how it was produced. And so Sam Ward, a graphic designer, has been instrumental in making the look of this album suit the songs, along with Michelle Grace Hunter, and I'm very grateful for having worked with both of them. So my new album, Love Over Hate, is a collection of love songs, like most albums. It's a reflection on love and hate and how we all have the choice to live life from love. I feel this album, though, is more than just a collection of love songs, because it speaks of the times we are living in, with songs about love's power to overcome hate on a personal and political level. This album is the album I've always longed to make. It's so exciting for me to finally write my own songs and to have written the lyrics and the chords behind the lyrics. It's very exciting for me to finally be in this position to be putting out an album of my own music. The first track on Love Over Hate is Magnetic Field. It was the first single that I put out, and I wanted to introduce this album with this song. Magnetic Field, it captures the euphoric feeling of a new love and how it radiates out into the world to create positivity for all. I wrote this on piano, deliberately playing a lot of major sevenths chords for a sparkly pop feeling, and used my higher, breathier voice. And as I mentioned earlier, like, the experimentation for me was about, you know, finding new chords, chords that would go against my voice. And this song was the one where I was playing chords that I was really not that familiar with, and I really love the way that it's turned out.
Radiate a chime that makes me
The second track on Love Over Hate is called Before You Give Away Your Love. It's a cautionary tale that I wrote on piano about a young woman I read about in the news. Her story of domestic violence affected me so much, I wrote this song as a way to understand why this happens all too frequently. I also sang this song in my lowest register to conjure up a somber mood.
Things that she desired, that she could hear the mama say, don't talk to strangers, down on their luck. She could hear the mama say, you got to get to know someone before you
before you give
Care for What You Wish For is the third track on Love Over Hate. I wrote this song on guitar with a country soul feel, like my first album. It's a song about experiencing heartbreak for the first time and offering advice from experience. The alternative part in the song, the bridge, reminds me of the kind of bridge you'd find in a classic 60s pop song. A bit like Dusty Springfield or Bobby Gentry, for example, who are two of my favourite singers. It's also about motherly advice. It's about somebody who's experienced lots of different love over the years and witnessing a person falling madly in love for the very first time. And that cautionary tale of saying, you know, be careful, don't rush into things, take time.
Thank you.
The next track on Love Over Hate is a summer song. It's one of my favourite tracks on the album to sing. When I wrote it on guitar, it was the middle of winter. Looking out the window at grey skies and bare trees, I longed for the warmth of spring and new life. I thought about the cycles of nature, how the seasons bring change and renewal, and wished this could be possible for a love affair that seemed doomed. The verses and chorus came very, very quickly. And then I woke the next morning with the missing piece of the puzzle, a sort of happier bridge full of hope to juxtapose the ambiguous lyrics. I always heard this song recorded with sparse atmospherics. Shane Riley's pedal steel, string and harp arrangements, and Bruce Hame's organ, piano and Wurlitzer with minimal drums and bass, for me, are perfect.
One day night before too long, I'll come back to you and sing a summer song. One day before the weather turns, we could forgive each other and sing a summer song. For I'm willing to give love another try and take a chance that it will live and not die. Just like the buds on a tree in spring, could watch the flowers bloom and see what that brings. If we sing a summer song, summer song,
next song, Weight of the World, it was back to the piano. For me, it's the centrepiece of the album. the closing lines, "Oh, oh, little children, it's your sweetness that's at stake. Oh, oh, little children, who's going to teach you not to hate?" speaks of the damage children suffer growing up in war zones and how this perpetuates generational hate. The brass and string arrangements by Shane Riley make for an epic sound, and the added backing vocals by Stephen Grady on "It's Going to Take a Lot of Love" nicely creates an alternative chorus to take the song out. I guess this is my most political song on the album, one I felt compelled to write.
It was just another perfect day until the news came in and took my breath away. A little boy lost for words, all alone in a shell-shocked world without a mother. A piece of his heart is frozen. His innocence has been stolen. And I can't help feeling the weight of the world is on his shoulders. The little girl holds a baby tight, 1 minute to midnight, while bombs drop down from heaven above. She can't remember a time before. To her, there's always been a war. She just puts on the face. A piece of her heart is frozen. Her innocence has been stolen. And I can't help feeling the weight of the world is on her shoulders. And it's gonna take a lot of love. A lot of love.
It's gonna take a lot of love
to keep them safe from harm. A bullet flies across the street from a child taught to fight for peace before he's had a chance to understand. The gun he holds in his hand, it's been bought from a money man, loaded up with promises of a promised land. A piece of his heart is frozen. Has been stolen, and I can't help feeling the weight of the world is on his shoulders. And it's gonna take a lot of love. gonna teach you not to hate.
Hi, I'm Helen Ryder, and you're listening to, and this one's introduced by, where the artist introduces tracks from their album here on 3CR. So the title of the album is Love Over Hate. When I wrote songs for this album, I had no rules. There was no, it has to be this way, this style, this genre. In fact, I often wrote songs that were completely opposite in style and content to the previous song by writing on piano for one, then guitar on another, which created different results. Love Over Hate is just that. It's different to Magnetic Field, like it's different to Weight of the World. It's a bit old school R&B written on the piano. It's about coming through a love gone wrong, finding your feet and trusting in yourself to not make the same mistakes next time around, because it really is possible, as the chorus says, to choose love over hate every time. With the world currently so consumed by hate, this song's message may appear personal, but the chorus for me speaks of a bigger picture.
Kidneys up my sleeve, looks like luck finally found me. Nothing's gonna creep into my dreams. I'll smile for the world for what it's worth.
I finally found.
Track 7 is called In the Slow Lane. It's about the car accident I experienced, and it's also about recognising the need to slow down in our daily lives, that our time on earth is precious, and again we can choose to love, not hate. The silver lining of my actual car accident and the making of this album, you know, I had quite some time in recovery, but in that recovery, I wrote a whole album. So this song is very special to me. When I had the car accident, I was quite surprised how angry people became when I told them the story. And I thought, well, that's not the way to move forward. It's about accepting a situation and then moving on. Now, I wrote this on piano, and I needed to write it on piano because it's quite somber. And Shane Riley's epic horn arrangement and added backing vocals creates a big sound along with Roger Bergadaz's masterful drums.
I have no broken bones, no scars that you can see. I can feel my skin, but that's only ever half a story. Trouble came my way, it stopped me in my tracks. Something loud until it crashed. Split second moment, a realignment of the stars. Everything we hold close seems so very far. So now I'm going slow, I'll get there when I do. Time I need to let the race, you know, you can do that too.
Just that you got cold. I'd like to think you changed.
Track 8 is Until the End of Time. It's quite a different song, I feel, to a lot of the other songs on the album. And I wrote it on guitar, and I did consider finally recording it with piano, but settled on acoustic guitar and a haunting folk-like feeling. I guess this song is about how unpredictable love and life is, and how easily a good thing can become a thing of the past. For this song, Shane Riley and I actually were in the studio together, and we recorded it live. And it needed that because the vocals and the guitar really need to work very closely together. He also played a mandolin part on it, which is lovely. And yeah, it's just a very different song to the rest of the album. And I like that because I feel like my whole album, there is different songs happening, which keeps it interesting.
I remember not long ago, you were my darling. As if we would drift in love until the end of time. The days were filled with wine and song, and we could do more. Everything felt like spring, with the taste of good things to come. But it takes more than two hours on the one you love to make it last. An unkind word that lingers on can start the teardrops to fall ever so fast. And all I wished was in your kiss, for it held the meaning of it all. But it takes more than two hearts, the one you love, to make it last. A bitter thought that won't let you be can cast a shadow to lose a thing of the past.
Young at Heart is track 9. I wrote this on guitar, and it's a song about my interactions and observations of people I've come across when out walking in my neighbourhood. The first verse is about a man who absolutely would tip his hat to me every time I walked past him on a Tuesday. I have very vivid memories of the actual characters in this song. And when I took this song to Bruce Hames, he loved the song. It's a story about old men, really, who, are carrying on, who are young at heart, who are not going to give up just yet. And So when Bruce and I worked out the arrangement, he matched the wistful tone of my original demo perfectly. And on the album, he actually plays all of the instrumentation. We loved his demos so much that we decided not to mess with it. And I just added my final vocals on top of all of his instrumentation. And the thing I loved that he added to this song was the harmonica. It kind of just really worked well with the storyline. And so this is Young at Heart.
There's an old man who walks past on Tuesdays. He nods his head and tips his hat. He's keeping up appearances, and you can't argue with that. I heard he's on his own now, but he's still magnificently dressed. He's not ready to give in or to call it a day just yet. Just young at heart, wouldn't have it any other way. We're all just young at heart, right up to our very last day. And it's time to say goodbye. In his garden, each year he grows something new. He's having trouble with the old hose, but that's okay, 'cause soon the flowers will bloom. He's got all the time in the world now to listen to the birds and honeybees. But at 6 o'clock each day, he still remembers how she used to call in him for tea.
We're all just young at heart, wouldn't have it any other way. We're all just young at heart, right up till our very last day. And it's time to say goodbye.
Young at heart, wouldn't have very last day, and it's time to say goodbye.
Track 10 is called Fallen. It's a very, very dark song, and it comes from a place of deep regret, expressing all the ways a love can turn to hate with neglect. There is still a longing for redemption, but an acknowledgement that once the line is crossed, once those words come out and are spoken and are in the world, there's no going back. I wrote this on guitar and chose to sing it low once again to create some darkness. And I really love Shane Riley's moody baritone guitar. It really adds to the feel of, how can I put it, being in a house where you know that a relationship has died and you're sort of creeping around, avoiding each other. And I listened to his guitar and it absolutely sets up that mood for this song.
I have spoken unkind words, silenced even birds, wasted precious time. Our petty wars and lovesick crimes. I have held you in contempt, fought until it's spent. Hurt the very thing, looking only to win. Oh, I have fallen. I feel turning down into a jail. Trust to talk others like the dust. Promised many things I knew I'd never, ever been. I am guilty of neglect, the number one suspect. I've drunk the wild jazz. Love's left wondering why. Oh, I have fallen. I feel you turning round into jail. Falling. Thank you.
The very last track on Love Over Hate is called Josephine, Love Is Everything. I wrote this on guitar, and when I came up with the chorus, it's absolutely reminded me of that sort of Laurel Canyon sound. It's about my mother's epic journey to Australia from England, leaving her family behind and not knowing a soul upon arrival except her new husband. It's about bravery. It's about my mother's positive character, her reinvention, and living a fearless life, brave enough to simply trust in her heart. It is also about advice passed on from one generation to the next. I specifically chose this song to be the last track for its meditative psychedelic chorus, but also to leave the listener with the words, love is everything, love is everywhere, and that's all you ever need to know, to return the album to the positivity of the first track, Magnetic Field.
Josephine sailed upon a deep blue sea, followed her dreams to a land of eucalypt trees. Left behind cold grey clouds, what people thought she was about.
Love is everything. Love.
So Love Over Hate is available on limited edition white vinyl, CD, and digital download. You can find out more at helenrider.com. It will be in Rocksteady Records and Greville Records in Melbourne, Red Eye Records and Egg Records in Sydney. You can also find it on Bandcamp and all streaming platforms. I'm really excited to announce that the launch for Love Over Hate is on November the 27th at the Wesleyan in Northcote. And Bruce Hames will be on keyboards, Lachlan Bryan will be on guitar and vocals, Stephen Hadley on bass, Tony Floyd on drums, with special guests. So if you haven't purchased tickets yet, you can go to helenrider.com or you can go to the Wesleyan site and purchase tickets, because it's a beautiful room, but it is an intimate room and we'd love to see you all there. Thank you, Dr. Gonzo, for having me today on this very special podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Helen Ryder. Please support Community Radio 3CR. Get involved and find out more on the website at 3cr.org.au.
Thanks to Helen Ryder for introducing the tracks from the beautifully produced album Love Over Hate. Thanks for joining Helen Ryder and Dr. Gonzo. And I look forward to your company next time on And This One's Introduced By on 3CR. To finish the show, though, I'd like to play three tracks that complement the sound of the album. Love Over Hate, Morning Glory by Bobby Gentry and Glen Campbell, The Road to Cairo from David Ackles, and a great version of Bob Dylan's I Threw It All Away by the Black Eyed Susans. But first, here's a track from Helen's previous album, Someday Love, released in 2017, a duet with the late, great Spencer P. Jones, Lady Bird.
I've been where the eagle flies, road is winds, cause autumn skies. Kiss the sun, touch the moon, but it left me much too soon. His lady bird, oh, I'm his lady bird.
Lady bird, come on down, I'm here waiting on the ground. Lady bird, I'll treat you good, Lady Bird, I wish you would. Oh, Lady Bird, pretty Lady Bird.
Lightning flashed across the sky, the night it taught me how to fly. The sun came up and then I found, too soon he let his lady down. His Lady Bird, yeah, I'm his lady bird.
Lady bird, come on down, I'm here waiting on the ground. Lady bird, I'll treat you good. Oh, lady bird, I wish you good. Lady bird, pretty lady bird.
My heart in
sings a song or two when he says I love you true, my lady bird. Yeah, oh, I'm his lady bird.
Lady bird, pretty lady bird. You're a lady bird. Good morning, morning glory. Good morning, what's your story? Good morning, where'd you spend the night? Where did your night dreams take you? Sorry, but I had to wake you. Oh, I just had to make you shake your precious morning light on me.
Oh, good morning, sleepy baby. You know, I'm thinking maybe I love you even more today. Every time you go to sleep, I'm jealous of the dreams that keep you away from me. Good morning, morning glory. I'd like to thank the Sandman, for he let you wake up in my arms. Breakfast table set up.
It's such a lovely morning to see. 'Cause I had my morning glory with me. I had my morning glory.
A fella told me this here road leads to Cairo. I got to get me ride. I got to go back to my children. I got to see my little bride. I've been traveling, gone a long, long time. Don't know what I'll find, scared. got to see them again. Hey, thanks for stopping. Are you headed down to Cairo? I wrecked my Lincoln in St. Joe. Why, it's a little old Cairo. No special reason. Look up some folks I used to know. Me, I travel some, have my share of fun. Now that's the life a man can be. Sure, I've played laws, but who minds the cause? You got to take more than you give. Hey, you got another seagull? Son, I sure like this call. Oh, from your daddy as a gift. Say, on second thought, there's gifts I haven't bought. Just drop me here, thanks for the lift. Yes, I've traveled some. Yes, I've been above. Never have a dime for gin. I left to make my way. Told her I can't stay to see my children poor as sin. I know this road, it leads straight into Cairo. 22 miles straight ahead. I can't walk down this road to Cairo. They're better thinking I'm dead. Traveling, gone a long, long time. Don't know what I'd find. Scared what I'd find. I just can't walk down this all away.
someone gives you all of their love. Well, take it to your heart, don't let it stray. One thing's for certain, you will surely be ahead if you throw it all away. If you throw